radical Soros-backed group supporting legal bail fund for violent pro-Palestinian activists. By Joshua Klein on May 28, 2021. The Radical Soros-funded Alliance for Global Justice, AFGJ, is a fiscal sponsor of the newly created Palestine Freedom Fund, a project of the rabid anti-Israel NY for Palestine Coalition, which is a first initiative, has raised nearly $20,000 to fund legal expenses for Palestinian protesters who participated in anti-Semitic demonstrations that descended into violence against Jews in Midtown Manhattan last week. The fund is aligned with three supporting radical anti-Israel organizations, including the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, which process the donations of the fund. A statement on the fund's site states that Palestinian communities are under attack, while asking for assistance to fight criminalization and support targeted youth. Everyday youth and activists for Palestine are targeted for criminalization, surveillance, protest arrests, and police brutality. The site continues, claiming that the fund works to support bail and legal expenses for Palestinian organizers, activists for Palestine, and community members targeted for persecution. The fund also notes its aim to fundraise for bail and legal support for Palestinian youth arrested at New York City anti-Israel demonstrations. According to its site, donations to the Palestine Freedom Fund are processed by the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network through their fiscal sponsor, the Soros-backed Nonprofit Alliance for Global Justice, AFGJ, which also aids the fund in various ways. The site also notes that payments made to the fund will be reflected as a donation to the Soros-backed group instead. Please note, your card statement will show this as a donation to Alliance for Global Justice, it reads. Terrorist designation. The financial arrangement is crucial for the radical pro-Palestinian Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network to receive funding after Israel officially designated the group a terrorist organization in February due to its association with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, which is branded a terrorist organization in the US, Canada, Israel, and the European Union. According to the Israeli National Bureau for Counter-Terror Financing, the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network serves as a front for the PFLP terror group abroad and plays a leading and significant role in the PFLP's anti-Israel propaganda efforts, fundraising, and recruiting activists. As a result of its ties to a designated terrorist organization and its funneling of money to it, the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network has been banned from all major payment processing servers as of January 2020. After DonorBox, PayPal, and Plaid helped cut funding to the group, MasterCard, Visa, and American Express all removed the option to give money to the group after extensive evidence was presented of its ties to the PLFP terrorist organization. Circumvention of sanctions through the Soros-backed AFGJ. The fiscal sponsorship with AFGJ allows the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network to circumvent the ban, with money donated to the bail fund via the network being processed through AFGJ. Incorporated in 1998, AFGJ describes itself as a U.S. grassroots progressive movement which struggles against U.S. militarism while aiming for a better, more beautiful world. AFGJ tax records show that progressive billionaire philanthropist George Soros has consistently been one of its largest donors through his Open Society Foundation and the Tides Foundation. Other notable donors include the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Family Fund, and the Ben & Jerry Foundation, the charity associated with the ice cream maker, among other far-left foundations. According to the Capital Research Center, AFGJ provides fiscal sponsorship services that fund groups that do not have 501c3 nonprofit status from the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. As a result, AFGJ serves as a pass-through entity, allowing donors to give to a group that lacks tax-exempt status by donating to AFGJ instead. Through this mechanism, groups can avoid reporting on their activities to the public and even perform legally dubious actions before disappearing with no accountability. According to its most recent IRS filing, AFGJ's fiscal sponsorship service's aim is to help the progressive movement grow and gain more influence on regional, national, and international levels. By providing fiscal sponsorship to groups like the Samadoun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, AFGJ claims to be in a unique position to witness and support this movement for liberation. Adding, "We are inspired by their creative responses to protect our people and challenge the structures of injustice." AFGJ states it is proud of its role, though it doesn't come without its risks, noting it has been accused of being anti-Semitic for sponsoring Palestinian rights organizing. It also says it is willing and able to fight for its fiscally sponsored programs. AFGJ is here to help ensure that the movers and shakers organizing to build a better tomorrow have the structure and tools they need to act, the group writes. NY for Palestine Coalition. The radical NY for Palestine Coalition, which has been leading many of the New York City protests that have resulted in violence targeting Jews, includes two other groups, ALADA, the Palestinian Right to Return Coalition, which supports the struggle for the liberation of Palestine against the racism and discrimination inherent in Zionist ideology, and Within Our Lifetime, which describes itself as anti-Zionists who support the right of Palestinians to resist the Zionist occupation by any means necessary, emphasis added. The liberation of Palestine requires the abolition of Zionism, its site adds. Since its establishment, ALADA has regularly hosted convicted terrorists at its events, while senior members of the group have expressed support for violence against Israelis and have been accused of anti-Semitism on social media. ALADA has also been banned from payment services. On Saturday, the coalition groups marched through the streets of Queens, where organizers led various anti-Zionist chants. Last week, nearly two dozen were arrested after pro-Palestinian demonstrators attacked a pro-Israel counter-protest in Times Square. In one clip, a female bystander is burned when demonstrators set off fireworks. After pro-Palestinian thugs savagely beat a Jewish man, one of the assailants involved, 23-year-old Wasim Aadeh, reportedly told prosecutors, "If I could do it again, I would do it again. I have no problem doing it again." During the attack, Aadeh allegedly told the Jewish victim, "Fuck Israel, Hamas is going to kill all of you," and called him a dirty Jew. On Monday, the Al Jamaner requested comment from the three groups backing the Palestine Freedom Fund to clarify what the tens of thousands raised online would go toward, though no response had been received. The radical NY for Palestine coalition plans to hold a large demonstration on Saturday in Washington, D.C., at the Lincoln Memorial along with over 100 other organizations. As the call to the rally notes, "We need to go big and bold right now for Palestinian liberation now that a ceasefire has gone into effect. No return to the status quo. It is time for Israeli settler colonialism, ethnic cleansing, apartheid, military occupation, and blockade to be dismantled now. We're also endorsing the campaign to hashtag sanction Israel that will be highlighted at the march," the coalition announced. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.